John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
If you're going to go out, go to a comedy club. You will have a great time. It'll be air conditioned. And you'll have the possibility of going to see Tony Roberts, who will be at Helium Comedy tonight and tomorrow night. Two shows tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and 10. One on Sunday.
I got bills to pay. I got a house full of kids and they're waiting. They got their spoon and fork waiting for me to get back with some spam. I'm on my way, kids.
If you want tickets, heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It's been a while since you've been here.
You know, first of all, what's the guy's name from the Farmers commercial?
J.K. Simmons.
Farmers, right?
Right,
got to let me take a picture with you so I can tell people it's you. Because you look just like him.
Okay, all right.
I know you know I'm thinking too because you seem to think it too.
That's true. Farmers people are real happy right now.
Really, man?
Yeah, get that guy on the show more.
I've been busy, man. I've been traveling. I'm about to shoot my fourth 1 hour.
Really?
Wow. Fourth one.
Cool. Now, is it going somewhere in particular? Is it going Netflix? Or going?
But Netflix and HBO, they first want to see it first.
Yeah.
I got a relationship with HBO, Netflix, and Showtime.
Uh-huh.
So I told them all, my agent told him, he's shooting another one right now.
Right.
So the first week in September, I'm going to knock it out real quick. I got it already.
Okay.
And then I'm going to just go, the next one I'm going to do. Nobody did this. I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to do a 1 hour special. I got to get ready for it. I'm going to go to different spots and tell people jokes. And that's going to be the special.
But
it ends with me, bam, the lights come on, the crowd stand up, and I go on stage and it goes off. And you see the jokes in barbershops, in back of an Uber, at my grandmama's house on the playground, at the gym. I've been telling people jokes, trying them out, cracking them up, and that's the special.
That's going to be great.
Gonna do that.
That's going to be great.
The next one going to be in Spanish. My Spanish is terrible.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of good Spanish.
Now how's your Filipino?
And my wife's Filipino. All I know is Lupian. Uh-huh. Lupian. I don't know. It's like my mother-in-law stays with us.
Right.
And she cooks all the Filipino dishes. And I tell her, I don't eat nothing I don't recognize. I can't do it. I go, hey, what's in that pot? She go, balagalimala. I go, that's all right. I'm going to get another hot dog. I come back and get a hot dogs it is for me. My kids love all that strange food. If something move, I ain't eating it. It ain't supposed to move. It's supposed to be cooked.
Right. Once I've cooked it, it's supposed to stop.
And once it jump, they say, that's the flavor. No, it ain't.
Only food that moves is soup, so stop.
Right. But I ain't doing it. I love Philadelphia.
Now, how many kids do you have?
I got three at home and one in the Philippines playing basketball.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And ranging in ages from?
23, 13, 12, and 10.
Uh-huh.
I got a 10-year-old nerd.
Really?
Geek.
Full geek.
He has a sport bone in his body. All he do is, he watched a whole documentary at Pearl Harbor.
Uh-huh.
He tell you about presidents, all about astrology and everything.
Right.
But he's the same guy that come right to you, ready to go to dinner with a shirt on backwards. He had one shoelace out of his shoe and don't realize it. When he away from the computer, he's Forrest Gump. Totally Forrest Gump. But he's the smartest person in the house. I don't know what love is. I know. Yeah. Then I got a gymnast.
Uh-huh.
My 12-year-old is a gymnast. I had her in dance.
Right.
And I found out, when I seen her one time, I had to take her out. She had the rhythm of a jump rope. She was dancing to the song, coming on next. So we told her the place burned down. Because we didn't want to tell her she can't dance. See, it was on the news and everything. They had to shut it down. So now she's a gymnast.
Uh-huh.
She's state and she's competing. She's happy.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got a 14-year-old daughter who has a girlfriend.
Right.
You know, she came out like a year ago.
Okay.
You know, she was like, I'm bisexual. I said, how do you know? What have you done? What have you done that you know this? I wanted to give some bad advice. Go try both of them and come back.
I have this theory that all women are bi.
That's not
right, right, right. But it's your job as a man to figure out, is it sexual or polar?
Okay, that's
you
my
can
wife.
Have that.
That's my wife. That is my wife.
All right.
I got daughters, got a wife, and my sister-in-law lives with us. She got a daughter.
And the mother-in-law's there, too.
And the mother-in-law and everybody.
You stand
hormones
no chance.
Is everywhere. So I got a little apartment where my son goes, and he watches geek shows.
Right.
He got the corniest jokes. I just think he's... One day he said, "Dad, you're in the forest and you run across a clown in the forest." I said, "First of all," he said, "what do you do?" I said, "Why am I in the forest?" He said, "It doesn't matter, Dad. You got to stick with the plan." I'm like, "I'm in the forest. I see a clown." He said, "He's late for a kid's party. He needs help. What do you do?" I said, "Well, if he got gas money, I'd take him if I got time." He goes, "No, you run him over. Never trust a clown in the forest and run off." He run off, but don't move his arms when you run. So he's like CP3O, like R2-D2. And I tell my wife, he got to stop peeing in the cup. There's something wrong with him. When he was six, he told me I was the gooderest.
What?
He said, "Dad, you're the gooderest." He could have said the best.
Right, right. The gooderest.
He's inventing language.
Right. So right. I think I told my wife, and if he starts wearing a helmet and licking glass, it's because you were smoking weed while he was pregnant.
Now, how did you end up marrying a Filipino woman? Did she live in California also, or were you in the Philippines?
No. I was in California. I moved to L.A. from New York.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Soon I got there, I had a gig in Sacramento.
Right.
We live in Sacramento. And I did a show. I met her. And mind you, I'm from Detroit. We have black people, white people.
Right.
We got nothing else but that. So I assume, "Hey, little Chinese girl." You know, and I tell my wife, "It's only four nationalities. It's black, white, Chinese, and Mexican. You one of those." She said, "But I'm Filipino." I said, "Rice is rice." You one of those. I'm from Australia. You white. There's no, you know, so... I never met a Filipino woman. She was beautiful. She worked out and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, "Hey," and about 2 months later, I sold my condo in Burbank and moved to California and moved to Sacramento, man.
Wow.
And she popping out kids, like, "What?" You slow dance my wife, she gonna be late. Late for what? Now we just robot in front of each other. My wife will have a kid in a minute, man.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord.
How did your one son end up in the Philippines playing basketball?
You know, he went to sext, like, say, he's attached to his mom. Straight-A student. Yale and about 10 other colleges wanted him to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
He wanted to stay down the street from the house. Because he loves his mom. He can't be that. He's never been out of California. And he did a, Sac State did a tournament in China.
Uh-huh.
It was part of a tournament. And they spotted him. And they grabbed him. So when he graduated, fifth pick.
Wow.
Over there. And it was crazy.
Right.
And when we got over there for the... And their PBA is bigger. Is like Pacquiao got a league.
Right, right.
Basketball is so big to them. It's bigger than our NBA because we got some of the other
sports. Because they're all little people and it amazes them.
It's like it's took 2 million people, regular people, and cut them in half. Put your hands on them. Because I'm tall over there. I'm the man. They think I'm Kevin Durant or something. So we went to the draft. I'll never forget it. We went to the draft. They go, "Well, we got his parents. If you go 1 through 8, you get interviewed with the parents, get the interview."
Right,
and I told the lady before the camera came on, I said, "Look, when that camera come on, anything can happen. I'm a comedian." She said, "We love it. Do what you got to do." She said, and, you know.
All
right. I said, "Give it up. This is Trevor's dad and mom. Hey, how you feel about it?" And my mother's like, I mean, my wife, she grabbed the mic and started crying right away. And I just snatched the mic from both of them. "Travis! What?" I started dancing. I'm telling you, I made the paper the next day. They say two of the craziest things happened last night in the draft. The number four pick was a surprise. It was shock.
Right.
And Travis is dad. He's the man. So now when I go there, we visit back and forth. They know me.
Oh, you're like a basketball dad.
I'm LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
Nice. I want to be LeVar Ball, not Joe Jackson.
Tony Roberts is
I love
very...
this city because I let the police get fat. Y'all don't care. Y'all got fat police officers. I put up and said, "Excuse me, officers." It was one guy.
You grew up in the...
with two belts. Yeah, two guns.
Well, you're from Detroit, where police officers have to chase people.
No, what? They stopped that.
No, really?
They stopped that. They they just throwing stuff at you. Yeah, they hit you with a hubcap right in the back of the head.
Tony Roberts is appearing tonight and tomorrow for two shows, one on Sunday, all at Helium Comedy. Get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. We got to take care of some business, and Tony and I have to go take a picture so we can tell people, hey, I met the insurance guy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.